dedicated to the memory of Lawrence Payton, Rinaldo Obie Benson, and Levi Stubbs. And now, folks, here they are. Thank you. Because a lot of people ask us, well, why did you all do that song in another one? So here's the reason why. Back in the day, when we would come off the road, the original Tom Steady is, they always had some musical tracks for us to record to when we got home. That's at the studio. Musical tracks mean rhythm tracks that we would sing songs to. The songs would be hopefully for an album or maybe for a hit record. So we was down there working hard. And upstairs in the administrative offices, Barry Gordy, president of Motown, was up there. Yeah, he deserves a hand. He was up there with his associates, and they were trying to figure out how to give us a little extra incentive. Now, one thing he knew we loved betting him. Anything. So he was trying to figure out a good bet. So as he was sitting there, one of his associates says, well, ain't no Barry, you know them damn tops. Hell, they can make a hit out of anything. And he said, Barry said, you know what? You just gave me an idea. Come on, let's go downstairs. So they came downstairs, said, hey, tops. I said, hey, Mr. B, how are you doing? He said, I got a bet for you, fellas. We smiled. We thought about it. We said, okay, whatever it is, it's a bet. He said, well, here's how much we bet. He gave us the figure, and I said, jeez, woo, this is going to be a good one. It was a good figure, folks. So he said, here's what I'm betting. He said, there's a song on the charts by an English group in the top 10. He said, I'm betting that you all cannot take that same song, re-record it, and put it in the top 10. And as a record company, we'll do what we always do. We'll push it, we'll promote it, market it, buy it if we have to. Anyway. Pretty much. So we say, okay, what's the song? So folks, here's that song, and thanks to you, yes, we did win the bet.
Thank you.
tribute to our three fallen brothers, Obi, Levi, and Lawrence. And folks, we do that for a number of reasons. First being, because we miss them, we love them, and we were really family. And see, we are here. Thank you. We are here, we'll never forget you. We don't want you out there to forget your mind. They were great guys. I mean, just imagine, folks. You know, life is so fragile. You know, as we go through life, it's really great if each one of us had one really great friend. You know, I mean, the kind that no matter what, he was there or she was there for you. If you fell out, if you fell in the mud, they would be right there. Just pick you up, dust you off, put you on the right path. Or just skid off one of them sidebars, one of them arms to grab you and pull you back. That's not what we're here for. Well, folks, just imagine if you had three strong arms right there. Each one of us did. And each one of us needed those three strong arms at some time in our life. And that's one of the reasons why we were able to stay together for 44 wonderful, loving years. We love what we're doing, folks. We love singing. We loved each other. We respected each other. We raised our families together. Oh, we had so much fun. Even in the hard times, the 10 years before we got to Motown, we were working in different places. We weren't making a lot of money, but we was learning. We was having fun. And we were doing all kinds of production shows, backup vocals for people like Billy Eckstein. We did a lot of things. And it was so interesting. And you know, as I look back, we had an all-star team, folks. Just think about it. The voice of Levi Stubbs. One of the finest lead voices of all time. Am I right?
Yeah.
He was such a great singer. I remember when I first met him when I was about 9 years old. We were playing football. He's a great football player. Fast, quick, and in a hurry. I said, man, you're going to be a great athlete when we get to high school. He said, no. See, I just want to sing. And that's just what he did. A lot of character too, folks. A lot of people try to pull him away and do his solo thing, take him apart from us. Couldn't have done it. Not even some big money. Big money! All kind of offers. He said, I'm fine right here, folks. Great character. Then there's Obi Rinaldo Benson. Obi had the smile of a happy little child. I mean, he just lit the stage up when he came on stage, folks. Sunshine, bright lights, fun. Every day, every night, he was the same way. Loved life to the last minute and lived every minute of it. He was also a great songwriter, one of the most prolific songs that came out of Motown, which we'll tell you about in a moment. Then there's Lawrence Payton Sr. Oh, he had a great musical ear, folks. As soon as we started singing together, we realized we had a jewel with him, because he could give us song lyrics, which we learned how to sing of all kinds. We could sing like the Freshmen, the Mills Brothers, the Ink Spots, Temptations, Miracles, the Marmalades. We could do almost anything with the harmonies that he gave us. We truly miss them, folks. But we got a great crew back there. You know, they were also great fathers. They were great brothers, great uncles, great granddads. You know, great family guys. And now as I look back before we do this tribute, I keep saying to myself, wow, Duke, you're very fortunate. Three of the greatest friends that anyone could ever have. Obi, Levi, and Lawrence. A tribute to you tonight.
Hey, let me check this out. About 14 years ago, after singing and dancing for 44 years, we lost the first four top in Lawrence Payton. That's his son right there, y'all. That's Lawrence Jr.
Yeah!
Since that time, the captain of our ship, Mr. Levi Stubbs, retired several years ago from illness. And as you know, we lost Levi about 4.5 years ago. But he's still our captain, y'all. 6 years ago, we lost my big brother, one of my very best friends, Mr. Rinaldo Olivares. He was one of the writers on the song, What's Going On, St. Jude, from my head. Didn't know that, folks, y'all know that. But we still got to do us little kids on the block, and we're so proud, ladies and gentlemen, carry on the legacy of the four times. This song is dedicated to memory of my brother, Obi, the song he wrote called What's Going On.
With my mother and me, and then spend me so much for your patience. Folks, here's the last song on the tribute for the night. Here's a song that I've been listening to for quite a few years, and one night it hit me. It said, Duke, you know, if you change the lyrics just a little bit here and there, and it might give the folks a little insight on how the Tops became the Tops, who's responsible. What is their mission statement? All right. Only thing about that, folks, I realized I would have to be the one to sing it, and I am not a soloist. That's not my role. Never wanted to be. Just not one of those. But since I have to sing it, check out the heart, not the voice. Great arrangement by our late conductor, George Rumsfeld, conducting now by Earl Van Dyke Jr., son of one of the Funk Brothers. Yeah. My nephew. And now the end is near. And as I face that final curtain, my friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case of which I'm certain. You know, we live a life that's full. We travel each and every highway. Thank God for His loving grace, because He turned things our way. Regrets,
oh yes, folks.
We've had a few, but then again, way too few to mention. We did what we had to do, and we saw it through without exception. We planned each charted course, each careful step along those byways. We just thank God for His loving grace. He turned things our way. Now, shall we shine? Not himself, then he had not.
the original. Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you. you have been awesome.
Thank you so much.
And you haven't been awesome. Haven't been. We say God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for coming out. On your hands at the top, Paul Trent Jr., fight it off. Right back.